And now this patient in the third line setting with infectious complications from cladribine to me is a candidate for treatment with moxetumomab, Pseudotox. This is a drug immune conjugate antibody linked to Pseudomonas toxin, and internalization of that toxin leads to induction of apoptosis due to MCL1 deregulation. And to me, it's, as you say, a kind of a very interesting development of a targeted drug licensed for a very orphan disease, a niche entity such as hairy cell leukemia. But for some patients, it's really a viable treatment option, like for this man.
What do we know about tolerability issues with this agent? I think I've heard something about some patients have antibodies to Pseudomonas, and that's a problem.
Yes. Yeah. So it's pretty well tolerated usually. Some patients have the usual cytopenia issues or a bit of a headache. The somehow severe or possibly dangerous AEs that we have to look into is capillary leak syndrome or hemolytic uremic syndrome. So kind of microvascular related complications of that immune drug conjugate that we have to be aware of when it comes to management of this agent.
So you also mentioned that he got vemurafenib. I'm curious how he tolerated it. You know, when the drug was used or is used in melanoma, you see problems with the skin, etc. What did you see with him?
Yeah, he tolerated that very well. As you say, with vemurafenib, you have these things like N-specific syndrome. Some patients complain about GI issues when it comes to tolerability. And the worrisome thing, as you say, is skin. So we have non-melanoma skin cancer or other skin issues. It was not an issue in him, but we have to have an eye on that when we apply that treatment, absolutely.